Hello, my darlings, and welcome to Our Sacred Universe, a podcast where we meditate together. Today, I wanted to offer you a journey to increase your feeling of safety, to make sure that you are feeling at home in your physical body, and that your personal world and your surroundings appear to you as friendly and safe. Feel free to get a comfortable seated position or lie down. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. Let's start by sending a few deep breaths into your lower abdomen. Inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. Dropping your focus and your consciousness to the level of your root center. Imagine that you are taking a walk inside of your root chakra. First, notice the terrain that your root chakra is. For many of you, it's going to be something that is blazing and burning, something that is hot. For some of you, it may feel like a desert or a burning forest. What does it look or feel like to you? If you have concerns around your safety, there is an unhealthy fire burning in your root. This unhealthy fire is always on the alert. It's always worried. It's always anxious. It always expects something scary or negative or just suboptimal from your surroundings. And so, there is a part of you that is forever in a warrior stance, being the warrior, trying to defend itself and its territory from all kinds of enemies seeking to conquer it. I want you to feel how that warrior feels inside. I want you to notice how your warrior is tired, exhausted even. How they have been on the guard for way too long. How they have been looking around, vigilant day in and day out, just to keep you safe. Your warrior does not feel safe. Your warrior feels, in fact, that the entire world may be against them. Your warrior does not trust the outside world. Your warrior has plenty of proof that the world is not a good place, that you cannot trust others, that others don't have your best interest at heart. And so your warrior is standing there ready to pounce, ready to defend at an earliest notice. But notice just how much of your life force this warrior takes. It takes a lot to be in a constant defense mode. I ask that you allow your warrior to put down its weapons and its swords, to put down its clanking armor or anything else your warrior is wearing that would help it attack or defend. And so your warrior is standing there, all of the weapons and the tools at their feet, finally breathing in air, and the air of safety for the first time in their life. Allow yourself to feel and experience how the lungs of your warrior are being filled up with safe air. Imagine that you're breathing in safe air and you're breathing out the tension, the worry, the fear. Imagine breathing in safe air and breathing out your anxieties, your concerns, your doubts. Breathing air and light. Breathing out the darkness. And if it feels like the air around the warrior is unsafe, I want you to notice that the air is just a bunch of little particles, almost like little bubbles floating around, but they're so tiny that you're not able to see them for what they are. And if you look around and zoom into those particles, if they have the minus sign over them or the negative charge over them, you would perceive them as negative and dangerous. Notice how many air particles around the warrior carry the plus sign, which is positivity, care, nurturing, trust, versus how much of the air that your warrior is surrounded by has the negative charges. And here's what I would like to offer you. Imagine flipping the polarity of every single negative charge into a positive charge. And you can do it very quickly. It's not going to require any special skills. Just imagine and therefore create the reality where every single particle of air around the warrior has a positive charge, and do so now. Watch as all of these little particles are flipping from minus to plus signs, surrounding your warrior with so much positive life force. And so anything your warrior is breathing in right now is of light and of love. And watch how breathing in these particles of light are starting to transform your warrior. Notice how he or she relaxes. How perhaps maybe they even want to take a seat because they're comfortable enough to do so. Maybe they want to lie down on the ground and just allow yourself to finally relax, because the world is actually a good place. The world is not a place where you have to struggle all the time. The world is not a place of perpetual fear. You can choose another life. And so as your warrior relaxes, create a pact for yourself. Create an intention for your body to only breathe in the air of positivity, the air that is nurturing and nourishing to your body, not the air of lack or fear or struggle. And as your warrior stands back up, notice that they're not really a warrior. They're just another side of you that is in charge of your center of safety. And as that warrior walks around, notice that it goes right along the perimeter, the border of your root chakra. And that border looks like a fence. And you may notice that some parts of the fence are damaged. And so imagine restoring the parts of the fence that are damaged with golden light, to make the warrior feel even safer. There are boundaries, there are bounds, there are fences. Because this life force needs to be protected, and it is okay. So just walk around the perimeter of your root chakra and fix the fence surrounding it, making sure there are no gaps, no holes in it. I'm going to give you a couple of moments to finish this up. And now I want you to imagine that right in the very middle of your root chakra, there is a beautiful house with a very lovely porch and a set of stairs leading to the porch. And so as your warrior, as your guardian of the root chakra, goes up the stairs and comes inside of the house, you notice that the house has no floor. It is like there is an opening in that house where there should be the floor. The floor in our house is always that feeling of safety, that feeling of being grounded and planted on the earth, firmly standing on it with our both 2 feet. But of course, we cannot stand on something that does not exist. And so I invite you to create a floor for this house, laying down the foundations of the house brick by brick, if needed. Evening out the floors, putting floorboards. And make sure to cover the entire first floor of the house, every room, every little nook and cranny. Cover the first floor with the floorboards. Make sure that they're smooth and even. You may select a color for them if that feels good. Walk around the house now and feel the firmness and the steadiness and the solidity of being able to put both of your feet on the floor of this house. It is as if something that has always been missing came back into your system. Feel how good the floor feels under your feet, under the soles of your feet, how firm and solid and predictable and dependable it feels to be able to just walk on this floor. And And now imagine that you are walking out of this house and you're coming up a beautiful tree, a tree that grows in the garden next to the house. This tree is a mighty oak with a beautiful lush green foliage, some squirrels jumping on its branches. I want you to pay attention to the roots of this oak tree. If you are able to zoom into them and regard them or observe them, what would you see? Are the roots of your oak tree big, powerful, mighty? Or are they small, half-rotten, shy, barely there? The root system of our tree determines how safe we feel on this planet. And so allow the oak tree to take in the golden energy from its surroundings and send it down to its root system, reviving and resurrecting life inside of it. And watch as these golden threads of light are rebuilding the root system of the tree, adding anything that could be missing, healing whatever needs to be healed, removing any disturbances that need to be removed. So the tree is healthy again. Allow yourself to water the earth next to the tree, the soil, so that the soil can further nurture the root system of the tree. Notice how the root system is going to grow up some more. And finally, pay attention to your warrior. And notice how right in front of you there is a beautiful blanket, a blanket of safety. Come up to the blanket and take it. And imagine putting your body, the body of this warrior, inside of this blanket and wrapping yourself around it tightly. Allow this blanket of safety to cover you from all sides, including your arms, your hands, your feet. If you feel like it, you may even cover your head with it. And so inside of the safety blanket, allow yourself to feel completely held by the universe, completely safe and sound, never alone, always watched over. Know that nothing bad can ever befall you when you are this connected to the energy of universal safety. Know that this blanket is going to go with you anywhere you go. It will protect you from things seen and unseen. It will never let anything happen to you. Whether you are by yourself or in the crowd, whether you are in a place that is unfamiliar, in your darkest of hours, this safety blanket is going to be with you, holding down the fort, giving you the strength and the courage, but also providing a layer of protection that nothing, and I mean nothing, can remove. Watch as this blanket disappears into your skin. And while visibly you cannot see the blanket anymore, its energy is with you. It is with you from this day forward, always. And And finally, I would like for you to notice three angels descending towards you from the sky. These three angels are wearing white robes. They have beautiful, silvery white wings. Feathery, light, beautiful. Majestic wings. And notice how the three angels are making a circle around you, covering you from the front and the sides and the back. And notice how their wings are forming a protective shape around your body. Their wings are large, and when they put their six wings together, you are covered. Feel this divine protection above you, around you. Claim it for your internal system as well. And when you ask the same feeling of safety to come into your internal system, notice how these angels, how these angelic beings are placing their hands on your back or on your chest. And they're sending you the codes of protection, divine protection. And those codes are dropping into your heart and starting to stream down, down, down into your root chakra at the base of your spine. Filling that energy center up with silvery white light of protection. And when you are filled to the brim with that, this light expands around you as a sphere of white light, invisible but there, that is always going to protect you no matter what. And it is quite unbreakable. So as you are breathing in the friendly air that only has positive particles, as you are feeling your blanket being attached to your aura, the blanket of safety, as you're feeling the feathers of the angels protecting you and the sphere of divine protection emanating from your body, covering your entire auric field, as you feel firmly planted on the floor of the house and firmly earthed as a mighty oak tree inside of the soil, please know that you are untouchable. Please know that you are impervious. Please know that you are forever. Please know that you are a child of God, a child of Source, child of the goddess, and you are so loved, so protected, and so safe. You are safety, and safety emanates from you. But more importantly, you can trust the world to do right by you. But that is your frequency also. Now watch that from this feeling of safety, you're creating a new stream. A new stream of energy streaming from your feet. The soles of your feet are the inception of this new stream. And that stream looks like water. And that stream clears up a path in front of you. And anywhere you step, you're stepping into your own stream of safety, because that is how your energy works. And because you are always creating this field around you, you can trust that wherever you choose to step, it is going to be safe and you're going to be okay. For you are the creator of your own reality. So let that beautiful stream, beautiful river, fill up the path in front of you. And imagine walking it confidently, firmly, walking into your best future. Now, my darlings, whenever you're ready, feel free to softly, gently start coming back, wiggling your fingers and toes, perhaps stretching your neck, shoulders, moving around. Whenever it feels good, feel free to open your eyes. I hope that you enjoyed today's journey of safety. And I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.